You are listening to Bridging the Social Distance. My name is Jenny Mitchell, and I recorded this show here at CFRU, Guelph's campus and community radio station, as a means of creating a platform for us to share ideas and feelings and perspectives in the wake of this global pandemic that is COVID-19. I was afraid that people would get isolated or I would lose the opportunity to chat with my community and find out how everyone is doing, so I made this show. If you're listening and you would like to get involved or be interviewed, you can contact me at mobile@cfru.ca. I'd like to provide the disclaimer that these interviews were recorded at different points in time, so situations in some of these locations may have changed. This show is also being syndicated for CIOI in Hamilton, Ontario. Today I'm speaking with Glenna Duff, a resident in long-term care at the Village of Riverside Glen, and today she's joined by Cody, a recreation therapist. This interview was originally recorded on August 4th, 2020. Okay, so to start with, could you introduce yourselves for listeners?
Okay, I'm Cody. I'm a recreation therapist at the Village of Riverside Glen. And Glenna?
And patient, I guess. Getting impatient in my little room. Glenna Duff.
Nice to meet you, Glenna. I guess maybe, do you both want to tell me a bit about yourselves?
Sure. Glenna, you start a little bit about yourself.
I was born in Saskatchewan and I moved to Bolton. I was raised in Bolton and we used to come to Guelph for various things when I was a child. But I've been living in Georgetown for quite a while. And I love this area of Ontario. Just wonderful. All these little towns are so delightful.
Do you have any memories from your childhood of what it was like where you grew up?
Oh, sure. I have lots of memories. I had two younger brothers and one married a girl from Guelph, my one brother. She was at university at London. So he married her, but as a child, we just had a wonderful life. Tobogganing, skiing, skating, bicycling.
How about your university experience? Where did you go to university?
I went to occupational therapy at U of T.
Oh, wow.
Back in the 40s. And that was a great group of people, 63 of us in our class. Just like there is a great group of staff here.
Yeah.
Wonderful people. And as a child, I was always a big child, so I kind of got into I think I did grade 7 and grade 8 together in one year.
Which degree?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or did it all.
Did it all together?
Yes, nice. I did it. And that was a student teacher that took us through that. I was with two boys.
And how old were you when you got married?
Around 20, 21.
Around there. And then how many kids did you have?
And three wonderful kids. We had a great family. Really, they're super.
Do you remember how old you were when you had your first child?
Around that, well, there were three right together.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And they're just retired this year.
Wow.
So you were probably younger, 25-ish, 24, when you had...
Oh, younger than that. Yeah,
22?
I was
22.
I think I was 21 when I was married.
Oh, right after that.
And, and lived in Bolton, that nice little burg.
Yeah, where is Bolton?
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know that one.
On the Humber River.
Humber River, okay.
Just north of Weston.
I don't know Weston either.
You don't know Weston?
No.
Where were you raised?
Guelph, but I'm just pulling up a map to see how far away. Okay, so out like north of Toronto.
Correct. Highway 7. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I didn't wander very far for the longest time, and I could tell you some names of places all across Canada, but I don't know most of the names of the places near Toronto for whatever reason.
Oh, you better locate those.
Yeah, it looks like it has a lot of greenery around it, like a conservation area, a couple conservation areas.
Yes.
Did you ever go hiking, Glenna?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So is Bolton where you grew up? I know you mentioned you were born somewhere else, but did you move to Bolton when you were young?
I grew up there. My parents drove from Saskatchewan to Bolton in a Ford car with the two children in the car and a dog on the running board. Do you know what a running board is?
No.
It's on the side of the car.
What? Really?
And the dog would run beside the car for as long as it wanted and would get off and ride on the running board. Do you
That's
know what a running
wild.
Board is?
I do.
That was back in the old, you couldn't do that now.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Were you old enough to remember that trip?
Somewhat, I guess, maybe from what my parents reminded me.
Yeah.
Maybe.
How old do you think you were when you moved from, you
three.
Said Saskatchewan?
I was three.
Three, okay, yeah. That would be a pretty early memory.
Yeah, there wasn't a road across from Saskatchewan through Canada.
Really?
We had to go down through the States.
Wow. I was going to say that I've driven that same drive in a Ford car, but not with a dog. And and there were highways when I did it.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was 1932 we came here to Ontario.
Do you know why your parents moved here in the first place?
My dad had an opportunity to work in Bolton. He was a doctor, and there was very little work in Saskatchewan. At the little town I was born in was called Rock Glen, so that's how I got the name Glenna.
Oh.
A lovely little town in a bit of a dip in the peat fields.
Did you ever go back there after?
Yes, I've been back a couple of times. And the farmers now, instead of living on the farms in a house, live in the village of Rock Glen. And live very up-to-date residences.
Oh, yeah? When you went back later, that's what
yeah.
it was like? Yeah.
Yeah.
How big of a town is it? I looked it up too, but I can't tell how large it is.
Not on the map. Dear.
It's not small?
It's about, yeah, like Bolton used to be.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it looks like you have a few, it's an intersection of two highways, I guess.
South of
by a lake.
Moose Jaw. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Moose Jaw, yeah.
If you were three when you moved here, your earliest memories are probably mainly Bolton.
Yes.
Yeah. Did it change a lot in the time that you lived there? Because it's so close to Toronto. I imagine it's very developed now. But back then, maybe it was a pretty small town?
It was a small, it was 500 people.
Wow.
At that time. And now it's a 5,000 or something. It's a big town.
Yeah.
Two boys lost their life in the Second World War. Two boys from Bolton.
Hmm. That must have felt like a very big loss in such a tiny town.
They were from the same family.
That's hard.
Yeah, it was sad.
So I guess if you were born in the 30s, you would have been a bit too young to be part of the war effort, right? You would have been still like a kid or a teenager. Is that right?
I was busy. My grandma lived with us, and my mother and I were knitters during the war. I think I was in grade 8.
Okay.
And yeah, that's what we were doing to help.
What were you knitting?
We were knitting mitts, socks, helmets of some kind.
Like a little hat.
That was 4 years.
Yep.
That's my husband. He was 4 years in the war. He was in Holland.
Wow.
With the Germans across the street from them.
Mm-hmm.
They were just, he was in the old church that the roof had been bombed. And that church with no roof and the Germans across the road.
Wow.
But it was lucky it was at the Christmas break when they were kind of taking it a bit easy.
So was your husband older than you?
Much.
Yeah.
Nine years older.
Okay. Because, yeah, I was thinking if you were in grade 8, then he'd have to be older if he was in the war.
Yeah.
Do you know what his position was in the war?
He was a private.
Okay. And was he from Holland?
No.
No?
He lived around here. His dad had a business in this area.
Hmm.
Bolton area.
Yeah.
Caledon East.
Yep.
That's another little town.
Mm-hmm.
Up highway, up the rail, airport road.
So did he came back to your area after the war?
Yes.
That must be when you met.
Yes.
Yeah. How did you meet?
Oh, well, an old boyfriend of mine introduced us. And we were both at university at the same time. He was taking engineering and I was in occupational therapy.
Okay. Yeah, I hadn't thought, I guess a lot of them, the people who would have gone to university had those years taken up by the war. So there were probably a lot of older students just after the war, right?
Yes, yes.
I hadn't thought about that.
Oh yeah, I never thought that either.
Yeah, did he go on to be an engineer?
Yes.
Yeah?
Civil engineer.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
Did he work on any big projects around the area?
Yes, a few, when they needed gravel or snow plowing.
And did you go on to work in occupational therapy, or did you...
For a short time.
For a short time,
and then
yeah.
I had three children.
Yeah. I was going to say, it would be hard to imagine working a job with three children all in a row, so
yeah.
That sounds like a job to me.
That's the way we used to do it.
Yeah.
We didn't go to work. I did knitting, sewing for my children. I sewed their clothes. I raised their food in my garden, and that's how we grew up.
I heard that the best soil in Ontario is under Toronto, the best soil for growing vegetables and stuff. And so it's like an unfortunate fact because it's all hidden under buildings and everything. But in Bolton, you probably had really great soil for growing.
Yeah, I think we did. We were along the Humber River.
Yeah.
A great big garden.
Pretty big. I could store stuff for... cook it and put it into the basement. Life was different.
Was that something you had to learn as a mom, or did you garden and grow vegetables growing up?
My mom and dad had a garden, and yeah. I gardened, and my brothers do. I have a brother still living in Georgetown, north outside of, and they are still raising gardens.
Yeah.
They're both 86, and they're moving, selling
yeah.
their house, and that life is so different.
Where are they moving to?
Just down the street into a home like this.
Oh, yeah?
This is a wonderful place at where I'm living.
Yeah, do you want to tell me more about it?
Yeah, how long have you been here for?
I've been here 2.5 years, and I came here from Georgetown. And then we have this collapse now, but it's quite different than it used to be.
Yeah.
When I first came.
Yeah. Change the way everything's happening, right?
I'm confined here to my room.
Yes. We hope to be out by tomorrow, hopefully. So sometime this week.
Isn't that good news?
I know.
Boy.
We need it.
We'll have to have a party.
We will. So what made you come to here?
What made me come to here?
Yeah.
I was at a home in Georgetown.
Mm-hmm.
And why did my children have me move here?
Maybe closer, a little bit closer to Guelph, eh?
I don't know why.
Are you in long-term care? Is that right?
That's right.
So maybe did you move here for long-term care? Because I know sometimes people have to leave where they're living if they don't have long-term care and come somewhere that does.
Yeah, maybe Georgetown didn't have
It didn't have as much.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm. Smaller town.
Yeah, I hear a lot of stories like that because, Riverside Glen is kind of nice because it has a few different types of support so people can kind of move to different parts.
It's so well run, and we love our workers.
Yes.
The initials you use for PSW?
PSW, recreation, nurses, dietary, all of them.
Some people describe it as kind of like a family. The different,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we're very well looked after. I watched somebody getting their roof on one of these big buildings.
Yeah, they're changing the roof outside.
Shingles. You call them shingles.
But yeah, Jenny's right. It's like the continuum of care. So like there's retirement and then long-term care over here, that you can see from your window.
And that's learned.
Mm-hmm.
So Glenna, before being stuck in your room for this stretch of time, what kinds of things did you get to do for fun in the building? What kinds of programs and stuff do they have?
The choir.
Choir?
We have a wonderful choir, about 40 voices.
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful, because we all mixed and we met down at the front door, and a wonderful director.
Yeah.
For the choir.
The Songbirds Choir.
Songbirds.
Yeah.
Other things? What else did I do? I don't know.
You like the entertainment, like when Aiden would come.
And yes.
The younger man. Come and sing downstairs
for us. The entertainment, mm-hmm. The music.
And flower decorating, that's another one of your favorites.
Yeah.
What is flower decorating?
Oh, just fixing up vases of flowers for Easter or...
Oh, okay.
And then puzzles. You're a puzzle whiz.
Yes, I'm a puzzle girl. I still do them.
I was going to say, puzzles are maybe the one of those things you could still do in your room, right?
Yes. I look at them. I've got them. I've got today's here. I could have some help from you. Oh, some of these words are pretty interesting.
What kinds of puzzles? Like
crossword.
Crossword? Do you do like the really super challenging ones?
They're quite fun to do. You know?
I think that crossword puzzles are maybe the puzzle that I'm the worst at. I've been terrible at crossword puzzles my whole life, even simple ones. I don't know why, but I really admire people who are good at them. My brain does not work that way.
I admire people that do it too. Oh, I have trouble.
And I guess another change, Glenda, that you've seen with the pandemic is the outside visits.
Yes, my daughter comes and she sat out at the back of her car this week.
Oh, because you have a window out there, yeah.
Yeah,
and she couldn't come in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when we had, remember we had those outside on the big table outside?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we should be able to get back to that again when we open up.
Does your daughter live in the area?
He's in north of Georgetown.
Okay.
You have two daughters and a son?
Right. One girl in Nanaimo, British Columbia, and one here. And my son's up at a wonderful place, Collingwood.
Nanaimo is very beautiful too, but it's pretty far away.
Yeah.
Yeah, we saw Peggy on Zoom too, on the computer. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess in a way, the family members that are far away maybe don't feel as far away when, if you're stuck in a room and you can't visit anybody, then somebody in Nanaimo or somebody in Collingwood, it's sort of the same almost in a weird way.
I have a telephone.
Yeah.
An old-fashioned telephone. And I can keep, they call me quite often. But I just, I love Ontario. I like these little towns we have.
Yeah, we're very close to Elora and Fergus, the little town.
Yeah, all along the whole strip from Toronto across to London, lovely little towns.
Do you have a favorite?
Well,
yeah, that's very convenient.
Getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah, I was almost wondering if Guelph would be too big for your small town love.
I think we're up to 160,000 people almost in Guelph now.
Is that?
Isn't that wild?
I came over here once. My parents put me on the bus in Brampton with a ticket to Guelph. And I had cousins here, so.
How old were you then, do you think?
When I came back, I might have been around 9.
Wow.
My dad used to come to Brampton, you see, for bring some of his patients. And so he brought me this one time and that I could visit with the family here. Mm. And I haven't looked them up since I moved. Mm. I've been here for 2.5 years, yeah. Mm.
Could they still be around? Are they around the same age as you?
I think some of them would be. Mm. He was something in the newspaper business.
Oh, okay.
Around
your age?
He was like a father.
Yeah.
There was a daughter my age. Mm. Ruth. I should look it up. My husband wrote 2 books.
Oh, yeah.
One about his life and one about his family.
Did you like to write?
Yes. Yeah, they're lovely books. They're printed in Smith Falls.
Okay.
But it's wonderful to have, and I should use them.
Yeah, that's an amazing thing to have a copy of.
Yes, then I get that information that I can't keep in my head.
That's like my favorite thing about doing these interviews is a lot of people have beautiful histories and haven't always written it down. So at least I get like a little glimpse into it and other people get to hear a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
And you and your husband like to travel, right?
We've been all around the world. And before that, in a tent here, we used to camp.
Wow.
But I went to Scotland to intern for 3 months one summer. Hmm. And so we met a lot of our relatives that had come from Scotland.
Oh, wow.
met them. That was just at the end of the university.
So that was an internship to do with the occupational therapy job?
Yes.
Okay. And your husband went with you?
Yes.
Wow, cool. How did you get in touch with your family members? Had you been in touch all along and then?
Only because he had met up during the war.
Okay.
When he had leave, he would travel up to Scotland.
Okay.
And got to meet the families on the farm and lovely old stone houses. Or castle. One lived in an interesting castle.
That's so neat.
Yeah. And we got to Lake Scotland.
So you got to be there for 3 months?
Yes.
That's a good visit. That's a kind of like living there. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Was that one of your favorite places you got to travel to?
I got away as far as Australia for 3 months.
Wow.
And New Zealand. Try to remember where
those are beautiful places.
You know, I was 3 months in Scotland. Mm-hmm. And right across, we took the train right across to Perth, mm-hmm. that far side of Australia. But I prefer Ontario. That's my favorite.
You're listening to Bridging the Social Distance, a show recorded here in Guelph at CFRU as a platform for sharing stories and perspectives during the global pandemic of COVID-19. This show is also being syndicated for CIOI in Hamilton, Ontario. Today I'm speaking with Glenna Duff, who lives in long-term care at the Village of Riverside Glen, and today she's joined by Cody, a recreation therapist. I think it's so neat that you traveled the world and Ontario is still your favorite. I think that's really special.
It is, you know.
I mean, that's a good way. It would be a shame if your favorite place was somewhere halfway across the world and you never get to go there. It's better to be favorite here. I'm just amazed when you said you spent time with family members in Scotland. It feels like nowadays people can track down family members using like the internet or, you know, there's different ways to look people up, but back when you would have been going, it would have been like so much harder to find out where everybody is and to stay in touch with them.
Yeah.
So amazing.
Totally different place.
And bigger families too. I feel like a lot of people had more siblings and they spread out. So you probably have family in all kinds of places.
Well, our family have always been very close.
So they all kind of knew where everybody was.
Yeah, my father kept in touch with his four brothers. They used to give cards to each other.
The letter writing days. When you wrote a handwritten note.
Yes.
Yes.
Was your father in the war as well?
Yeah, in the First World War. And my husband was in the Second World War. I got a card from the lady the library lady from Guelph that comes to my room.
Wow.
To my room for me.
That's Guelph,
Anne somebody.
Yeah, so she brings books from the Guelph Public Library to the residents at Riverside.
We have that wonderful service.
She hasn't been able to come in since the pandemic, but she used to always drop off books and then get your books and switch them around.
Wow. Do you get to choose the books? Or do you just pick from what she brings? Or do you get to make requests?
Every 3 weeks she comes with I've got a book bag here.
Mm-hmm. And then you have before the pandemic, have a volunteer that would come in and play the piano with you. Remember her? The younger girl?
Yeah. I love music. Anytime you want to come, I'll
get the music out.
What's your favorite kind of music?
I heard Lawrence Welk on Sunday. He was who was our favorite old timer? Good dance.
Like jazz music? Was it
Yes.
That's more jazz?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. It was wonderful music on Sunday. They still play it on WNED. Glenn Miller.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Classic.
Beautiful. That's what we used to dance to, you know, Saturday night. Those are the dances.
I bet you and a few of the residents have that in common. I imagine there's a few people living there that love Glenn Miller.
Oh, yeah.
What was your favorite kind of dance?
Just ordinary dancing.
What was ordinary dancing?
It was kind of the waltz, a couple dancing.
Yeah.
And we were great. We were so tall. My husband was 6'2" and I'm 5'10½".
Wow.
My son is, 7'8". 6'7" or 8". We're a tall family, so we look pretty good on the dance floor.
I bet. That would have been something to see.
Saturday night, that's what we did in Bolton. There was a dance hall right on Main Street. And live music.
And that would have been while you were in university, I guess.
Yes, we did a lot of...
I met a resident at Riverside Glen once who called that dancing belly rubbing. She said that was her favorite kind because that's when you guys got to dance real close. I guess some of the other dances you're like away from each other dancing, but that's the belly rubbing one. So did you get married while you were still in university?
No.
No, not till after?
Not quite. I waited a few months.
Where did you get married?
In Bolton.
So when you say that an old boyfriend introduced you, were you and the other fellow still going together when you met your husband?
We were at a dance on Main Street in Bolton, and they had been at school together in Caledon East.
Okay.
And he introduced you to your husband.
Yeah. That night while we were dancing on the street.
So you were still with the old boyfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'd gone to the dance with him. He introduced me. Well, then Mac was going to university at the same time as I, so he would take a bus down to Toronto Sunday night, and as I did. So we got to know each other. But life's a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
I've had 91 in some years.
Oh, yeah. When were you born? What year? Do you remember? I mean, not remember, but like, is that something you recall?
Maybe say remember. I was born in 29.
Okay.
1929. And my husband was born in 1920.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But we had a wonderful life. Gosh, couldn't have been better.
Yeah, you were a child in the Depression then, I guess, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why my dad moved down here.
Okay.
Had a position in our house in Bolton.
Yeah, I guess as far as the Depression goes, having a doctor father is pretty good. You know, that's a pretty great position even then, I guess.
He did a good job.
Would he have been helping out soldiers after the war too then, in World War II? People coming back who needed more care?
In occupational therapy?
Oh, well, actually, I didn't even think of that. But yeah, you probably helped soldiers coming back.
I don't particularly remember. I do in the town I was in. Mm-hmm.
But your father, he would have helped some soldiers maybe in medicine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just thinking both of you were in kind of like a medical profession. And that would have been really helpful at that time.
Yeah.
There would have been a lot of people recovering. Do you remember what was involved in occupational therapy back then?
It was a great course. There were just 60, might have been up to 65 girls.
Oh, all girls.
All girls.
All girls. I'm sure it's changed now, but back then it would have been a little different, eh?
Yeah, we had about 3 teachers.
What kind of support would an occupational therapist provide?
Oh, that was so long ago. But they were wonderful girls I was with. And it was occupational therapy I did in Scotland. I was doing it with workers that had injuries to legs. And they were staying at a like this, you know,
oh,
that's
like a care facility of some sort.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Up near Perth, near the town of Perth. I really liked occupational therapy, but I sure liked raising my kids too.
Yeah. You got to do a bit of both. Yeah. Or a lot of one.
Yeah.
I think it's neat that because you worked in a field of support, it probably gives you an extra appreciation for the people who work where you live now.
No,
because you have
does.
Sort of a glimpse into it.
Yes. I'm very close with all our workers. You know, a lot of them are overdoing their time right now with this sad time.
Mm-hmm.
My son is very cautious of, but he thinks we got to get through with this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It certainly changed everything in the whole world.
The travel around.
Yeah.
I would love to get out with them instead of looking at them.
Through the window.
Through across the street.
Well, when you get to be visited again, do you get to leave the space sometimes? Do they take you out?
Not now.
No.
But before, would you get to go out of...
Yes. Yes, before. With Jody, we had wonderful little outings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That I really enjoyed.
Yeah, we went to a whole bunch of different places.
Yeah, can you tell me about some of the places that you go when you're there?
It was just a flower shop out on the highway west of here. I was in there once.
And food? Going to the diner?
Yeah.
What diner?
Was that Angel's we went to? I don't know if you were at that one. Angel's Diner we've been to. And there's a little bakery.
Oh, we went to a hockey game.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
Last winter. Is that a hockey game?
Yep, the Storms.
Do you guys take that small bus? Like, do a few of you go?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The owners, the people that built this development
mm-hmm.
are very kindly people. They were raised just... west of here,
mm-hmm.
and they just started building and kept building and building.
I think they were they farmers? Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And now there's 19 Schlegel villages.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's so well run. It's great to be in one.
Yeah. What are you most looking forward to if you get the go ahead that in the next few weeks or months you get to go out on adventures again? What would be your favorite place to go?
Just to keep alive.
Yeah.
Where would you like to go? Anywhere in particular? You want to get
straight up. You didn't think I'd say that, did you?
I think you want to go to a shrimp fest. Go get shrimp.
Holy shrimp, yeah.
That's where you would like to go.
I need to get a shrimp. If somebody would just bring a little
just the whole thing
right up the sidewalk, up to the door, and so feed a shrimp.
So you want to stay alive, then go straight up, but have shrimp before that happens. I mean, I think these are good goals. I feel like this could happen. Do you ever have shrimp at Riverside Glen? Does that happen?
Once in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the food changes every week, but once in a while they'll have it, which is one of your favorite meals. And when they let us go out again on the bus, we'll have to go get somewhere where there has shrimp. Good shrimp.
Yeah. I'm impressed that they get shrimp there. That's very kind of them.
Yeah, I think fish is a popular meal. Like there's sole or salmon or cod once or twice a week.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting when you get to go out on adventures again from Riverside Glen. There's going to be different places that are open. Some places have closed, and then new places will probably open, and it'll look very different, too.
I wonder.
Yeah.
It'd be difficult for them.
Yeah, some of the little stores, even like in the mall, some of them had to close because they couldn't make it while they were closed for 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
I think it'll probably be like when, because you lived through the Depression, probably similarly, some places closed, but then on the other side of it, there was a bit of a boom, right? Like after the war, things really thrived. So I think maybe we'll see a down period, and then we'll see like a new kind of surge of activity too, maybe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just might take a little while. It doesn't happen quickly.
No, it's kind of the virus has changed a lot of things.
Where is your office?
I'm working from home for now. I normally work at the radio station, but we're closed too for the same reasons, just to keep everybody safe. The radio station's at the University of Guelph. So yes. The University of Guelph is closed right now to the public to keep everybody safe. So we can't, we could start to go up there to do radio, but we wouldn't be able to bring anyone with us. So we've all been doing radio from home.
You know that my husband's father graduated from the agricultural college
in
1912.
Wow.
That's amazing.
He was in agriculture, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And bees. He was a beekeeper.
Oh, wow.
And a apiarist. That's what he learned at Guelph University in 1912.
That's neat.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah. I have a grandmother here in Guelph who's about the same age as you, and she worked with one of the beekeeping professors at one point at the, I think it was still the college then too. Isn't that neat? It would have been a bunch of years later because she wasn't born till 1930, so it would have been the next generation of beekeeping, I guess. Oh, yeah.
Well, we have the McEwen boys are in veterinarian.
Mm.
Ken and his son.
Yeah, veterinarian is a popular program at Guelph.
Yeah, and then he was at U of T. And the one son is still a professor here, Scott McEwen. Well, I think he just retired this year.
Well, a lot of the students will be working from home this year, but the sciences are some of the few courses that are still having people come in person to the university because of the labs, and we have some spaces on the university that they need to be there physically to do their work. So it's going to be more probably agricultural again.
Yeah.
Yeah. It goes in cycles, I guess.
The kids will be learning on the computer.
Yeah, a lot of them. But there'll still be people keeping the bees, I bet.
Yeah.
I have a jar of honey from the beekeepers at the university. They're still making it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got...
they give the...
We get them here, too.
The little honey packs.
Honey. Smucker's honey.
Oh, yeah.
With your toast.
Yes. It is my family all like honey.
Mm-hmm. Ian had bees, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Her son had bees, too.
Oh, wow. We have a bee theme going. What do you think is your favorite part about living there?
Favorite?
Yeah.
About living here?
Yeah.
I just like our community.
Yeah.
Sound like a sense of family.
Yeah.
Yeah. With a little neighborhood. That's how they designed it.
Yeah.
So there'd be 32 people in one neighborhood environment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's very well planned and carried out.
Well, do you have any, as a person who lived through some hard stretches of history, do you have any advice you could share for people trying to be patient through this pandemic?
try to be patient. Just be patient.
Yeah.
That's all you can do. You can't get fussed up about it. It'll get over when it gets over. The whole world is influenced. Mm-hmm. We have a Chinese lady living in here. That I haven't spoken with because we don't communicate.
Yeah, you guys don't really get to be together right now, I guess. Not even in the building.
She just seemed to be put here. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of different with the dining room setup because it's not, even when we go back to the dining room, there's only two people at a table, not four.
Mm-hmm.
Social distancing. So it changed everything.
And there's new people moving in who aren't getting to meet people as much right now, too.
Yeah.
That's got to be kind of hard.
Mm-hmm.
Are there ways you think we could support each other?
People support each other a fair bit.
Mm-hmm. Just getting through it, right? Helping one another out?
Yeah. It's only 32 that we're together. I look out my window and past my plants and look at people walking around with masks on. Everybody.
I guess it helps pass the time having that window. You're getting through.
The puzzle in the window.
The puzzle in the window.
Yeah. And I see all the people going back and forth, changing their
masks off and changing everything out, eh?
Yeah. You know, there are my little, these little pictures that are right behind you. My grandchildren painted them. They collected seeds and dried them, and their parents took them. They just got home from a year living in England.
Wow.
The whole family, three kids, mom and dad, that lived down in Toronto on Dufferin, on DuPont, on somewhere down there. They got home two nights ago after a whole year living in England.
Right, because on Mother's Day, they were on Zoom with England, British Columbia, Georgetown. We were from all over the world that day.
How about that?
We keep them busy here.
I bet you're happy to have them closer.
The one out west, yes.
But your family that were in England, it's probably nice that they're back home.
Oh, that family.
Yeah.
He stopped his job down. He worked down near the exhibition grounds, and he stopped his job to go to England. But then he did that work over there too. And they traveled around whenever there was a couple of days. The children were at school at that time with their school uniforms, and they were in a pretty part of England. A lovely kind of a residential area, but a little village or a little three or four houses that was part of the farm, I guess. Well, they ended up raising chickens. The kids are raising chickens. But wow. They emptied their house in Toronto and rented it out and took off for England. And they had an exciting time.
Yeah, and now they're back?
And they just came back 2 nights ago, and they're having to stay 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In quarantine.
In quarantine,
that's right.
Yeah, they're quarantining just like you.
They're like us. Yeah. Maybe we'll get out before them.
Well, I guess I better let you go. It's been about an hour, but is there anything else you'd like to add?
Anything else you want to add, Glenna?
I don't think so. I've been glad to meet you.
Yeah, you too. That's really
Jen,
nice.
This is so nice.
Yeah.
It's a real treat getting to venture into your building right now while you guys aren't able to leave and I'm not able to come. So it's nice to be here together.
Yeah. I like people, so.
There you go.
How do you like that hairdo?
Yeah, I know we have that in common. And I also like people, so we have a few things in common.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Awesome. All right.
Thank you, Johnny.
Yeah, thank you to both of you. Have a wonderful day.
You as well.
Thank you. Come again.
Bye.
So once again, that was Glenna Duff, a resident in long-term care at the Village of Riverside Glen, and Cody, a recreation therapist. That brings us to the end of this episode of Bridging the Social Distance, a show produced at CFRU in Guelph and syndicated for CIOI in Hamilton, Ontario, that aims to create a platform for us sharing what we are doing to get through this time together in the wake of COVID-19. To take us to the end of the hour, I'm going to play a track of music. This is by Guelph artist Jenna Kessler off her brand new album, A Still Life, and the song is called It's Long Gone. Thank you for listening.